WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive. Ever feel like you're constantly battling your own mind? Like there's this inner critic judging every move you make? You're not alone. Trust me, I get it. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon, a superpower you already possess that can help turn things around? It's called self-compassion, and believe me, it's way more powerful than any fancy motivational poster. Today, we're diving deep into the world of self-compassion and how it can revolutionize your mental health journey. Think of it as a warm hug from yourself, a gentle reminder that you're human, you're worthy, and you're doing your best. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, "Yeah, easy for you to say, hear me out." This isn't about being soft or giving yourself excuses. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. So, buckle up because we're about to unlock 5 key takeaways that will help you master the art of self-compassion. Number 1. Let go of all or nothing thinking. Ever feel like you have to be perfect in everything you do? That one slip-up means you've completely failed? Newsflash, that's a recipe for disaster. Self-compassion starts with recognizing that setbacks are part of the human experience. We're all going to mess up sometimes, and that doesn't define us as people. Think about it like this. You wouldn't berate your friend for making a mistake, so why do it to yourself? Number 2. Challenge those negative self-talk tapes. That voice in your head constantly criticizing every move, reminding you of all your flaws, yeah, that one needs to go. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, try replacing them with positive affirmations or realistic, encouraging statements. I'm capable, I'm learning, it's okay to not be perfect. Repeat after me, folks. You are worthy of love and kindness, starting with yourself. Number 3. Practice mindful self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great too. It's about paying attention to your needs, both physical and emotional. Take a break when you feel overwhelmed, engage in activities that bring you joy, nourish your body with healthy food, and get enough sleep. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being. Number 4. Connect with others. Remember, we're social creatures. Don't isolate yourself when things get tough. Reach out to loved ones, join a support group, or simply engage in meaningful conversations. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly therapeutic, and knowing you're not alone can make all the difference. Number 5. Remember, progress over perfection. This journey isn't about achieving some unattainable ideal. It's about showing up for yourself every day, even when it's hard. Celebrate small victories, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. Be patient with yourself, because you deserve all the compassion you can give. Think about that time you totally bombed a presentation at work or school. You probably beat yourself up over it for days, right? But what if you had treated yourself with a little bit of self-compassion instead? What if you'd said, "Hey, I messed up, but that's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. I learned something from this experience, and I'll do better next time." Imagine how much lighter you would have felt. The beauty of self-compassion is that it doesn't require any special skills or magical powers. It simply involves choosing kindness over criticism, understanding over judgment, and acceptance over perfection. So remember, folks, you are worthy of love, care, and forgiveness, starting with yourself. Practice self-compassion today, and watch how it transforms your mental health journey. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from a little extra kindness. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media using hashtag #DepressionToDrive. Until next time, keep driving towards your best self.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.